For KBIA in Columbia, I am Trevor Hawk. Officials are discussing canceling all but the most urgent medical procedures and building a field hospital as the coronavirus surges in Missouri. Dr. Alex Garza, the chief of the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force, said on Friday that projections show the region's hospitals maxing out intensive care units in a matter of days, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Garza said the task force is working with the state to determine what assistance will be necessary. Springfield area hospitals also reported being overwhelmed. As of Saturday, the state health department reported that there have been 25,480 new coronavirus cases in the past week. Members of the Missouri House are proposing to regulate unlicensed religious boarding schools. The Columbia Missourian reports the House Committee on Children and Families held a four-hour hearing to gather information on the current regulations of residential schools in the state. Many of these schools are unregulated because there isn't a law covering religious boarding schools in Missouri. The members of the committee reported that there are, quote, numerous facilities in the state that have abused vulnerable children in their care with no state oversight for years. The hearing was called after a report from the Kansas City Star revealing testimonies of abuse from more than a dozen former students of the Circle of Hope Girls Ranch in Cedar County. The facility was closed in August. St. Louis-based Peabody Energy is slashing health benefits for retirees over 65 at the end of the year. As Corinne Ruff reports, some retired mine managers in Illinois say they're pursuing a class action lawsuit to keep what they say Peabody promised them.
Robert Hill has nearly $180,000 left in his health account, but he won't be able to use it after Peabody ends the program. The 76-year-old retiree of Willow Lake Mine in Harrisburg struggles with heart issues and diabetes. He says he depends on that money to pay for supplemental health, prescription, and dental insurance. Hill says he's angry with the way Peabody is treating retirees after all they've done for the company. He recalls regularly working 12-hour days and weekends.
I just don't think they appreciate all they want. If somebody can make them money, then when they get where they're not useful to them, just throw them away.
Peabody says ending the program will save the company nearly $175 million. The move is part of a larger cost-cutting strategy to keep it in business. I'm Corinne Ruff.
Another University of Missouri fraternity chapter has been closed indefinitely. Delta Sigma Pi Foundation Executive Director Philip Rodriguez said in an email that the decision stemmed from, quote, a pattern of behavior that goes against the values of our fraternity. The MU Student Conduct Committee found that the fraternity had violated campus policy. The Columbia Missourian reports that the fraternity chapter is one of at least eight in the university to be either suspended or closed within the last 5 years. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.